The John McCain, Sarah Palin campaign fired a volley at Troopergate allegations against Alaska's governor today. At a press conference at McCain campaign headquarters in Anchorage, former Palin press secretary Megan Stapleton said the campaign is releasing new information.
That the reassignment of the Department of Public Safety Commissioner Walt Monaghan had absolutely nothing to do with Trooper Mike Wooten and everything to do with Commissioner Monaghan's adamant refusal to join in Governor Palin's fiscal responsibility reform.
At the time of Monaghan's firing, Palin said there were too many unfilled trooper positions within the department, and there was a need to address law enforcement in rural Alaska. She didn't mention insubordination as a reason. Palin had also offered Monaghan the position of heading up the Alcohol and Beverage Control Board at the time she removed him as DPS commissioner. But today, Stapleton called former Public Safety Commissioner Walt Monaghan's behavior, quote, egregious insubordination, in light of Palin and Monaghan's differences over the state's public safety budget.
From the fall of 2007 to mid-2008, Commissioner Monaghan repeatedly tried to undermine the governor's authority by working against her and the administration over the Department of Public Safety's budget.
Stapleton cited Palin's move towards state fiscal reform as a source of friction between Monaghan and the governor. And Stapleton said the McCain campaign has copies of relevant emails that were submitted to the state's Personnel Review Board today. Copies of those emails were made available to the press. Stapleton was joined today by Ed O'Callaghan, a former New York special investigator, now working with the McCain campaign.